is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Now.
Hi, I'm Bran. I love Hallmark fall movies.
Hey, I'm Panda, and I like Hallmark fall movies.
I'm Dan. I've got big energy today, and I despise Hallmark fall movies. And this is
the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
I was going to say that I despise Mar Vista acquisitions, but it didn't quite roll off the tongue.
Mar Vista.
The same way.
That's exactly
we're
right.
Back to back. Mar Vista.
Back to back Mar Vista.
Class to back. Class to back.
Class to back.
Class to back.
Yes. Get back, class. Hey, CeCe Leaves. CeCe Leaves. How you doing over there, CeCe Leaves?
I'm doing great.
It's great to see you. Happy fall.
Thank you.
Did you get some good PSLs over the weekend?
Oh, absolutely.
Did you keep the studio safe?
Spicy.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Deck the Hallmark. Another week, another fall movie, and another week closer to Christmas.
Mm. From what I understand by watching this movie, it's the 10th anniversary of the countdown to Christmas.
Yeah, I don't know if anybody else caught it, but they're still when they do the Friday features, they're still calling it the 10th anniversary, which was last holiday season. And my understanding, I was telling Dan, I think it's like how we're still technically in season two.
That's right.
I don't know. The new movies start, we're still,
It was a big week. The new schedule came out,
yep.
Countdown to Christmas and Miracle of Christmas. We printed out actual papers for that event.
For the next few Thursdays, everybody, we are going to be breaking down these movies.
We're going to be doing our own Christmas preview. Hallmark said they were doing three Christmas previews. Guess what? We're doing three Christmas previews.
Yeah, I thought they were just doing two.
They're doing.
Wait, I told you they would do some.
Yeah, well, they're doing some. How many did you say?
I said, didn't I say two?
You
or three?
Might have said three.
I understand they're doing two, both on the same night. They're doing what, like on a Saturday night, the 17th.
Saturday.
I know that Hallmark loves a good preview.
They love a good preview. I think they're doing an hour-long Hallmark Channel one, an hour-long Movies and Mysteries.
Yeah. Wow. 2 hours.
And we'll chat about it a little
the
bit.
Previews but over, are the best part of Christmas.
Wow.
That's bold.
They're better than the movies themselves. They're better than the movies themselves.
Better than, like, I said what I said, Christmas.
They're better than the actual
part,
Christmas.
They are the best part of Christmas.
Best part of Christmas time.
Cookies.
Previews on Hallmark.
You like the 1 minute unmastered audio.
They give me chills.
The way you can hear the rustling of the coats over top of the bikes.
That's right. I love Virtual Christmas. I love that we live in a world where someone's chomping at the bit for more just whatever you can give them of Christmas in Vienna. Like, I just need it now. I can't wait 2 months for Christmas in Vienna. I need a minute of it right now.
I love it. If you all recall, a couple weeks ago, we did a little best of the year, and then we did a fall preview where I read the synopsis, you guys responded, and then we all picked one that we were looking forward to. We're going to do that over the next few weeks. We're going to take a handful of movies at a time. We're going to talk about the synopsises, and we're each going to synopsis Annalise. We're each going to pick one. And I'm just telling you right now, guys, Love Light Tonica, Ben Savage.
Yeah.
I don't even need to know what it's about, although I do. There's a DNA test involved. I don't need to know what it's about. Ben Savage is here. That's the big news, everybody. Yeah. I don't care how many movies Lacey's in this holiday season two. I don't care what the Thanksgiving week is. All I care about is December 20th, Ben Savage, Hanukkah movie.
I am pumped.
We realized just how little of a deal Big Ben Savage is when they write an article about the release of all these movies. They talk about the Hanukkah movie, and they mentioned his co-star in the article, but did not mention him, and we've never heard.
But that's bad journalism.
It's not bad journalism.
But it's Mia Kirshner.
Filiana Ng is a dear friend of the show. It's not bad journalism. It's great journalism. Ben Savage is not important anymore. And
he's important
to us, but he's not important in real life. His last tweet is from 2018.
I don't know if he's alive.
Ben Savage has like 600,000 Twitter followers. He hasn't tweeted in 2 years. Is he alive still? Is Ben Savage alive?
Here's the good news.
What was a Ben puppet?
Guys, that is on par with his acting. Yeah. I will say, though, the Savage brothers sneaking into these movies is one step closer to a Danica, Fred Savage Christmas movie that we've all been waiting for. Man. We've been clamoring for. It's not happening this year. But I think this at least has the door open to the Savage family to help make that possible.
And that movie should be called The Most Wonderful Time of
Come
the Year.
On. I think the title's already
years, plural.
Yeah. That's good. Years. Oh.
And it's a time travel movie. God. Come on.
Ron Oliver.
It sells Hallmark. Itself,
just
right?
hire me for love.
Yes. Boy, I'm excited. But we're going to talk about that on Thursday.
We get Falling for Look Lodge.
That's exactly. Yeah. Falling for Look Lodge, the second of the Fall Harvest movies, the second out of two acquisitions. The next three are Hallmark OGs.
Country at Heart, baby.
Country at Heart has been haunting us in our dreams for a year.
4 days. Until we get to see Niall Mader's soul bared on screen next week. Here we go.
What's the best movie you've ever... What is the movie you're most proud of?
Actually, it's the one that's been postponed three times, guys. By a guy that would literally air anything.
The station that
aired 120 movies was like, nah.
I cannot wait.
No, it's a no for me.
I cannot wait to see the movie that finally broke the straw on the camel's back. It broke the straw.
The straw was on the back.
The straw that broke the actual camel's back.
No. There was a lot of straw on the back.
Yeah.
One piece of the straw broke, which then caused the camel to be like, whoa.
The camel's fine in this situation.
The back is broken too. Okay. It's the straw. Right. Okay. It's the straw that broke. On the back that also broke.
Yeah.
Camel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BrainwaveGenPlus.com to get this show and all of our other shows ad free. We got a lot of exciting things in store for the holiday season. So stay tuned to our social media for all of those announcements that will be coming out in the next few weeks, including a marathon of sorts, including fun partnerships that we have for the holiday season. So all sorts of good stuff at Hallmark Podcast to stay tuned to all that stuff. Are you guys ready to dive into Falling for Look Lodge?
Let's do it.
Falling for Look Lodge originally aired on September 26, 2020.
I'm sorry, I was drinking water.
And what else did I do?
I don't want to fill in for you.
No, I don't want you to.
Episode long.
No, I don't want you to.
Okay, thank you.
CC Leaves sounds great when you do it, though.
I don't.
Lily works at a hotel and wants to be the activities director. What she really wants, though, is to start her own outdoor adventure company. But you know what? Activities director, close enough. When Noah gets there, he opens his car door. Lily's riding her bike and smashes into the door as it's opening. She says it's his fault. He says it's not my fault. You were riding your bike, and I don't know what you want from me. Noah is there for his sister's wedding. She made him the wedding planner. And all of the plans get lost. And it also turns out he did none of the planning at all. He let his assistant do all the planning. It's a whole mess. And so Lily says, you know what? I'm going to work with Noah. We're going to plan this wedding together. It's going to be the perfect wedding weekend. You just wait. But Noah doesn't know anything really about his sister. Doesn't really know anything about her fiance. And when Lily tries to get Noah to be more involved, he's not having it. He's all work, work, work. Got to do this thing. Got to see this stuff. I got to work, 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 work. She's like, just relax. We've got to plan this wedding together. But he starts to loosen up a little bit when they all bake pies together. And then Lily teaches him how to dance and they're having a moment together. He's really starting to let his guard down. He is a still water under troubled shores. What was it, Dan?
A still frame in the deep waters. Waters run deep.
That's it. Dang. Noah is having a really hard time, though, with the fact that his sister is getting married because she's the last family that he has because parents gone. And he gets all weird when Craig, fiance, tries to read the vows to him and see what his opinion is. He's like, oh, I don't feel good. Gotta go. Lily's boss sister says, hey, Lily, you're getting too involved with Noah. You're in his room. You're helping him write the vows. You're getting everybody all up in a tizzy. You fired. But Noah and his sister, they make up. Everything's fine. And he's like, you know what? I am here for you. I'm going to give you the best wedding ever. And they give Lily a glowing review. And she's like, you know what? You can have your job back. But she's like, don't want my job back. I am going to follow my dreams and start this adventure company. I've made a proposal in Word. I am ready to go. It's wedding time, and Noah crushes everything. He crushes his speeches, crushes the dance, and crushes hearts when Lily shows up, and he's like, I'm taking now, everybody, because I'm in love with Lily. They go outside, they kiss, and that, my friends, was Falling for Look Lodge.
Jay, we did it.
We sure did do it. Everybody said, are you guys going to do it?
And
then we did it. And everybody was amazed. Guys, we're going to take a quick break, if you don't mind.
Just a quick baby break.
And we will be right back after this. Nothing is more important than memories. Imagine being able to share with your children the memories that your parents, that their grandparents have, that they want to give to your kids so that they are remembered. There's nothing more important than memories, and Storyworth makes it all the more easy to leave those memories, because each week Storyworth emails your family members a different story prompt, questions that you've never thought to ask, such as, what's been some of your life's greatest surprises? What's the best adventure you've ever been on? Just like our good friend Lily from Falling at Look Lodge. And you can ask also, they're going to ask all sorts of different questions that are going to give your family members the opportunity to share something about themselves that they want to leave with the next generation of family. And reading these weekly stories is a fun activity that you can do as a family to make you feel close, even when you're not all together. My parents, they live in Florida. I live here in South Carolina. This is an awesome opportunity for them to be able to share stories about themselves with my kids, even though they're not here. And our good friends at Storyworth are helping make it even easier for you by giving you, by going to storyworth.com/deck, you're going to get $10 off your first purchase. Wow. By going to storyworth.com/deck. Start making memories with your family with Storyworth. Hi, everybody.
Great.
Wow.
About it.
Yeah. Hi, it's great to see you. This weekend, I came in the office. CC Lees was here. She was having a rager.
Rager.
She threw a party.
Party.
Pumpkins were going everywhere. It was a wild ride.
Yeah.
And I said, CC Leaves, what's going on? And she's like, I'm just excited for the hot take. Mm. And I said, that's awesome, CC Leaves. Me too. I'm excited for the hot take of this here movie, Falling for Look Lodge. This is the part of the show where we share exactly how we feel. And no one shares his feelings more clearly than my good friend Panda. Panda, hi.
Hey, buddy.
What'd you think about this fall movie, the season that you love more than anything else, almost as much as the preview specials
that are for Christmas? Day.
No. Yeah. I did not say they were better than Christmas. I said they're the best part of Christmas. Take it to the weekend.
Is Christmas Day not a part of?
No. Previews.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Just go.
I love lodges. I do not love this movie, unfortunately. This is as acquisition-y of a movie as I've seen.
As acquisition-y?
Yeah, I don't have another verb for it. It's rough. And the main reason it's difficult for me is, let me start by saying, Lily, I like her character in the sense of, I think she plays it really well. The actor is good, in my opinion. I just don't like her character, and I don't like his character either as people.
Noah.
Like, I just don't, yeah, Noah, yeah, whatever. Yeah. I don't like them. Like, he's whiny throughout the entire movie. Mm-hmm. And by the hour long mark, I should have some sort of feelings for the character. In story writing, this is basic knowledge, but like you have a moment where the person saves the cat, right? To build some sort of goodwill mm-hmm. with the character. There's none of that in the first like hour. I do not like Noah. Like he's obnoxious. He complains. And throughout this movie, there's really no connection between them. And so it feels really forced at the very end of things. It's not a very good plot. It's kind of a slow moving movie. It's just not very good. Do not like this movie. Like the fall feels that does have, they try their best to incorporate fall. I love some fall feels. I do not like this movie. I am ready for Hallmark made movie.
Country at heart. Let's go.
Bring it.
So I am a proud member of multiple Hallmark movie Facebook groups. Mm-hmm. And I love going on there, seeing the thoughts about movies. And this movie had very mixed reviews. And it's hard to know before seeing the movie whether or not that was because the movie was bad or because Hallmark fans are racist. You know what? I think it might be more the latter. I didn't think this movie was that bad. I was surprised going into it because there was so much negativity about this movie. It's boring. It's a slog, etc. I thought it was fine. I like the two together. I agree with what Panda says. The guy is a complete doofus. He's a jerk. But I when they were together, I liked them. I bought them together. Mm-hmm. I will say the ending expression of love was really bad.
Oof.
And it didn't feel like either of them really wanted to.
They were trying to talk themselves out of it.
But as the movie was going on, I liked them together. You don't see a lot of movies where the guy is just a jerk for most of the movie. And you know, he was the worst, didn't like him. But I say all that to say, I still liked it. Wow. It didn't work for me. There's a lot of things working against it. He is genuinely the worst, but when you get over that, I was still able to have a good time. And I was falling for Look Lodge.
You were falling for Look Lodge. Wow. Here's the thing about this movie. It's an abomination. it should not have ever been made
ever.
It is terrible.
That's John Marvista for you.
It's an all-time bad movie.
Yes.
No one in this movie acts well. The lead actress is the best of the bunch, yes, but she's not good. I would disagree with you there. The guy, and here's the thing I think that's strikingly bad about Noah, the actor and the character, is he's not actively bad in a sense that like he's keeping things from her or he's doing things.
No.
He just is passively like, I would rather work than do the things.
Yes.
So yeah, just what's the big deal? I would rather work. And I think the character and the actor both think that they're pulling off this slow change and they're just nowhere near it.
Okay. Can I just stop you there?
Sure.
His obsession with work flows out of a fear of loss of family.
That's right.
And so when he is able to realize that, which he does, and is able to actually embrace the fact that he's not losing family, his family's growing, I can buy that there would be change in his personal and professional life at that point.
So you're very fired up about this, which I appreciate. Here's what I would tell you is that I don't mind the idea that the character is steeped in work and it's because he's scared about losing family just like he lost his dad. It's a great idea. It is not executed. They don't, not only do they not stick the landing, they just literally crash and spontaneously combust.
I agree they don't stick the landing. I don't even think they make it clear that it's his dad's company.
No. They just kind of throw it in there.
Yeah.
Which, if
knowing that it's his dad's company, it makes sense, right?
There's a trickle-down effect of bad acting because the side characters are just creep-fest terrible. The girl is awful. She's 12 and she's acting like she's maybe seven.
Beatrice?
Yeah. Maybe 7 years old. Like, yeah. I just, like, it is bad on top of bad. It's one of the worst. It's one of the worst we've ever seen.
She's Child of the Corn Creepy, right?
She's, yeah. The guy with the mustache, Ted, I believe.
No,
Teddy.
We'll talk about Teddy.
He's super duper creepy. Everything he says is in this like baritone that's like, I'm going to kill you. Not like a soothing baritone at all. Mm-hmm. That he deserves the girl that he gets. She's really bad. The older sister that runs the lodge is terrible. And it's not a fun bad. It was a slog. It was hard to sit through. It felt like it lasted forever. They didn't have a commercial break in the last 13 minutes, which Hallmark never does. Oh, and I felt every second of that movie. This movie was one that didn't need to be acquired. They should ask for their money back and should all make somebody else be allowed to pick the movies that are aired.
I think last week's movie I didn't find as good.
Mm-mm. But Cindy Busby and the general store, give me that movie every day of the week.
I'd agree with
aside
that.
Aside from watching this one time.
I'd agree with that.
I would rather watch the Busby joint on a loop.
Sure.
And they have to sit through this again. Sure. That's where we are. That's fair. It's bad.
I think that's fair. I think that's fair. I think I, though, have a
more nuanced understanding of
No. A more, I guess I have an appetite, a better stomach for Mar Vista joints. Like, it's clear that most people don't like Mar Vista movies.
Because they're not good.
And I tend to not dislike them as much as other people. And I don't know what it is about it.
What are the other ones we've seen aside from the last week and this
basically
week?
Whenever there's an acquired movie, it's typically Mar Vista.
Some of the acquireds I don't think are this bad. I think this is exceptionally bad. This one and the other acquired, The Cheerful Christmas was bad, and then the first season we did Christmas for the Books. Those three stand out
Amazing
to me.
Winter Romance was acquired, was it not?
I don't know about that one.
Don't know.
Guys, we're closer than you might think, but I a bad time on the golf course is still better than
a good day on the golf course is better. If you're working a good day, there's still a chance you have a bad day.
If you work on the golf course, if you're trying to seal a deal,
it 100% will be good.
If you try to seal a deal, it's better.
That's true.
It's time for All the Feels part of the show. We talk about when this movie gave us those feels, those fall feels. Panda?
Teddy. Every scene Teddy is in is, and I disagree with you, Dan, it's great. I love Teddy. Teddy's a doofus, but Teddy is the best kind. He might be my favorite B character I've seen this year. He is a
ridiculous.
No, the B character in Love Guaranteed could take Teddy.
Yes.
Is it Roberto?
Roberto.
Yeah. Oh my god.
No. Okay.
And then also the guy who's the new showrunner on that one, the Love Is in the Air or whatever. Midway to Love.
And also the guy, the manager in the Window movie that we saw. I loved him.
Okay. So here's the deal. Teddy holds his own within that echelon.
All right, greatness. I can buy that.
Wow. Teddy is great. Teddy's super quirky, super weird, but every single time he was on the screen, just polishing glasses, like he's a riot. He is super fun. I enjoy him.
I didn't laugh once at that guy.
Oh, I laughed at him multiple times. He really does to me. He's super quirky, and I think his character's not very good, but at the same time, I really enjoyed every single time he was on the screen. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but yeah.
I do want, I also wrote down Teddy, but the specific scene of Teddy and what's her name finally telling each other that they like each other. I don't know.
It worked for you?
I am a big fan when B characters get together.
Yeah.
And Teddy and her, they're both.
It gives you something
both,
else to watch.
Yeah, they're both pretty weird. They both are like nervous. I don't know. It worked for me, Teddy and what's her name.
Teddy lives in that weird like nebulous where he's not good enough to be taken seriously and he's not funny enough to be funny. He just is there, and he was going for something, clearly, like mustache, bartender, sage advice, low voice, but it just is like he's got human skin in his house somewhere. Like, that's what's happening there.
Yeah. He listens to Mumford & Sons on repeat, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. All of his suspenders are at home. He didn't want to get them dirty at work. That's his issue.
Right.
Yeah. Right. No, I searched my heart, found nothing. There's 100% no feels in this. It's not
even a fall feel?
Not even a fall. There is plenty of fall going on. I was angry about the marshmallow scene as far as feels go, them just jamming marshmallows into open flame instead of toasting them like normal people. That was a feel that I had. Like, why are we charring marshmallows so we just taste like, you know, carbon dioxide and just ash? Like, why are we doing that?
Yeah, they're the worst s'more maker.
I've got enough weight. We can use that one now as my feel. I was so angry at that scene. She's just, here's the stick, jam it in the fire.
Like, they all did it, though. They all did it. Only one.
Craig is out here roasting it. Little
the girl, yeah. She was doing it. Everybody the parents else. Were doing it.
But Craig was out here roasting. He was doing his thing.
Craig's great.
Craig is, well, okay.
Disagree on great. But
Craig is, first of all, I want to say this. Craig is one of the most attractive men I've seen on screen this year.
As soon as he came on screen, you were like, he is stunning.
Boy, howdy, he's stunning. It is a crime of epic proportions that he was not the leading man in this movie.
Yes.
Because, boy, howdy, he's stunning.
Dude, that other, if they switched, if Noah and Craig switched, the movie goes up.
Yes,
it goes up. Yeah.
Craig is clearly better.
Yeah.
Yes. In every aspect. If Teddy actually is in love with his, not Teddy, if Noah actually is in love with his sister, which I think he might be, Craig's clearly better,
there's
right?
There's a lot of creepers going on in this movie. There's a lot.
We'll get to that second.
Yeah.
That was my Noah. We'll get to that second. It's like, ow.
Domhnall Gleeson and Daniel Tosh had a baby with none of the talent.
We'll get to that in just a sec. Hey, you Hallmark, everybody, you it's me, Noah.
Out there.
Hey, it's me, Noah.
That's just Will Ferrell's Harry Carey impersonation is all you're doing. Cubs win.
Hey, a hot dog would eat yourself.
What are you doing?
If there were ribs, would you eat them?
Would you eat them?
I know I would. I'm Noah.
I'm smothering myself in a relish.
I'd have seconds.
That's better.
Hi. What is there to say about my sister? It's me, Noah.
Webster's Dictionary defines incest as...
Hey, let's take a quick break. We'll take a quick break. What was that? Was that the magic break word? It was incest today. Break, break, break.
Cubs win.
We'll be right back.
You know what I miss about being an adult? Cereal. I miss, as a kid, and if I'm being honest, as a college student, getting that bowl of Fruit Loops out, filling it with milk. It is just like candy for breakfast, and it's wonderful. But it turns out that it's pretty much just chock full of sugar and things that aren't very good for you. Well, have I got some good news for you. Magic Spoon cereal is here to save the day. Are you on keto? Yes. Are you trying to go low carb?
Yes.
Are you trying to get rid of sugar in your diet?
How'd you know?
Magic Spoon does all of those things in cereal while keeping the great taste of cereal present. Mm-hmm. That's right. No grams of sugar, 0 grams of sugar, 11 grams of protein, 3 net gram carbs in every serving. And here's the best part. It tastes like the real deal. One of my kids doesn't ever want to eat any protein. He loved this cereal. I was able to get him to eat the 11 grams of protein that are in this cereal, and he thought he was eating candy. It's healthy. It's nutritious. It's wonderful. They have so many flavors. They have a variety pack that has a Fruity Pebbles kind of option. It's just called Fruity. They have a Frosted, a Blueberry, a Chocolate in there. The Fruity one is my favorite. It's so, so good. They have other flavors you can get on their website. It's healthy. It tastes amazing. It's a no-brainer. And right now, if you're listening to Deck the Hallmark, Magic Spoon is going to give you free shipping on all of their orders. Go to magicspoon.com/Hallmark. MagicSpoon.com/Hallmark. You're going to want to try that variety pack so you can try 4 different flavors. Use code Hallmark at checkout for free shipping. You're going to be thankful that you did this. It's healthy cereal that tastes like it tasted when you were a kid. MagicSpoon.com/Hallmark. Get some today. Hey, we're back.
Oh, man. Is that Noah?
It's somewhere between Harry Carey and Noah.
Hi, everybody.
How many did we lose with the Harry Carey bit? You think everybody?
Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
I mean, I did say Domhnall Gleeson and Daniel Tosh. I don't know, you know.
Guys, there is a skip 30. Feel free.
Point.
Utilize it as you will. But we're back with some hot takes. And by hot takes, I mean Weight Watts.
Yes.
Hot takes about our Weight Watts is what I'm trying to say.
My Weight Watts are... great. That's my hot take.
Ooh, I love it. Well, how about you take us away?
I would love to. Very first thing I want to point out is Craig's dad, when he first pulls up, says, we made, and he says this, he goes, we made excellent time. And then he attributes his excellent time. He says, top-notch directions.
Yeah, the directions were top-notch. Top-notch. Yeah.
I don't know what to do with that.
Is it 2020 or 1920? For the life of me, has it ever been about top-notch directions?
Ever. I mean, like, it's not traffic he attributes it to. No. I could have hung a left.
No, I didn't.
The directions, though.
They said straight.
This map is detailed.
Yeah. There's this new thing called a global positioning system. It's going to revolutionize the biz. Top-notch directions was a line I literally just was like,
That's when I knew what we were getting into.
Oh, yeah. Like, buckle up.
It should have been when Mar Vista popped up, but it wasn't. Sure. It was top-notch directions. Beatrice is 12, as we pointed out. It has to be. But they're having a camp babysitter for her. At the lodge, which leads me to the lodge in general. They offer a lot for what appears to be no one there.
Virtually no one, yes.
I don't, like, they have babysitting. They have a cake.
A pastry chef, clearly.
They have a bar that no one ever goes to, but Teddy is still cleaning glasses constantly.
Yep.
I just want to, like, what's happening with this lodge? Like, that's where you go to get murdered.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Final thing I just want to talk about here is that she quits her paying job to start an adventure company.
Yes.
With no... Now, hear me out. I don't know a lot about this world. I'm not an adventure boy.
This is the great adventure.
You need insurance. You need a camp. You need pretty much a lot of things in order to pull this off.
Now, pretty much a lot of things is accurate. I do have my reasoning there was her sister said that she could stay with her. And there's clearly some money in the family somewhere where her and her sister are running this lodge.
Sure.
I just assumed she'd stay with her sister, pay no rent, have no bills, and so she could save money by doing other things until she got the thing off the ground. That was my
take. I'll buy that.
Yeah, that was my take.
Final thing, and this is maybe just a nitpicky thing for me personally, but during the baking scene, the pie baking scene.
You know the one.
Yeah. Justine goes to the sister, goes to... the water faucet to wash her hands off. And she just stands at the water faucet and she goes, Craig. She is asking Craig to come turn on the water faucet for her because she has dough on her hands.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me, but you can still turn on a water faucet with dough on your
hands. You don't want to get the dough all over the handle.
My bigger problem with
my
that,
elbow or
but
like
you
my
can
forearm.
Do it without a third party.
My bigger problem was that Craig came over and, pause to kiss her before turning on.
Yeah.
Like, she clearly just wants to wash her hands, man.
Not the time, Craig.
Not the time, Craig, but you are better, and boy,
Craig's
are you
great.
Stunning.
Boy, howdy, beautiful. Are you stunning.
Boy, howdy.
To Brand.
I have a couple of things. One, the initial meet cute happened with a door opening. She was riding. She hit, and she lectures him on doing a shoulder check before opening his door in a parking lot.
Of a lodge.
Who, before opening their door in a parking lot, is doing a shoulder check?
Nobody.
No one. This is on you.
100%.
You should have been further away from the cars.
Yes.
This is on you. And also, you were running late to work. Like, you're not, just stop it.
To show you just how bad a character Noah is, she digs herself a huge hole, in my opinion, because she's not late because she was doing something important. No. She just got lost on a trail run.
She
in
was
thoughts.
Running late.
And then she just drives up on a driver's side car door that just pulled in. I was like, this girl's the worst. And somehow Noah still manages to be the worst after all that.
Doesn't take long.
She takes his phone, too. She is terrible.
Yeah,
and
she's
Noah
awful.
Is still worse.
Yeah. I said she's a good character.
I want to point out something that happens here. Justine, sister of Noah, knows her brother, knows how important the wedding is. And yet she still chooses to ask her workaholic brother to be the wedding planner.
And I'm not sure if it was the whole thing, but he was supposed to plan certain things of the week.
Yeah, at least the activities.
Yes.
Because she wanted, quote unquote, him to be involved in the wedding. Like, that's also on you. He said he would do it, but you should have known better.
Like, you know your brother's a workaholic. He's not stopped working. Like, you should not be surprised that when you asked your workaholic brother to be a wedding planner, he didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
And also, a little bit of it is on the lodge for apparently losing documents. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Noah is on the phone at some
this
point.
Is great.
He is clearly not on the phone. It is just the bright screen lit up. Yes. It's his home screen.
It's a home screen.
Hallmark's typically better at that.
Yeah.
That's a Mar Vista bit. Just a mistake there. And like, just be better is what I'm trying to say. The Look Lodge rooms were underwhelming to me. Did anybody else feel?
I thought they were nice.
Yeah, it didn't feel very lodgy to me.
Well, it felt like a
Hotel.
It felt more like an apartment.
Bed
complex
and breakfast,
to me.
Maybe.
Like, it had the apartment numbers on the door. Yeah. It felt like an apartment to me. It felt a little wonky. And last but not least, you guys know I love Teddy. But I want you to know how I would envision when Teddy, the guy who's playing Teddy, gets the script, what the rundown of his character would be. This would be it. Teddy is a man with a mustache who is a bartending dance instructor with a secret pet turtle. That's a real character in a movie. I love it,
yeah. Yeah.
But I can't believe all those things came together for one mega character.
It should be way funnier than that. If that's the character, he should be way funnier. He plays it way too serious.
He is a mustache-wearing, bartending, dance instructor with a secret pet turtle.
And he's wise.
Why is the turtle secret? We don't know.
He's a wise. He's wise. Yeah. What a character.
Yeah.
What a character.
All of these lines are said in this movie. One, how am I getting married here in a few days? Well, you're going to walk down the aisle. You're going to say some vows. You're going to get married.
How am I doing it, though?
Yeah. How is that going to happen? We can make pictures together.
Yep.
You can take pictures together. You can be in pictures together. You're not making the photographs. It's not happening.
I will say, like, older people say that a lot.
My personal favorite, though, is, what's a trivia night? What's a trivia night?
That's one of those things. It's in the name. Like, it is in the name.
All the tools you need at your disposal to figure that one out for yourself. Doesn't take a deep dive. It's a night of trivia. What's a trivia night?
Are there like alligators involved? What is it?
Am I going to have to wear running shoes for
what
this?
What do I need to do? What do I need to do to prepare?
Trivia night. Noah, in trying to relate to Craig, do a very, very slippery slope, and it takes 30 seconds for them to determine that they both basically have to have the same set of skills and have the same job. And I want to be clear, one of their jobs is running it sounds like a pretty big business, and the other guy's job is teaching PE and civics. Okay, and it takes them 15 seconds to go from, oh, you teach, to, yeah, we're pretty much the same guy.
It's bad.
Look, I've taught both of those things in my life. I have. I've taught both of those things in my life. None of those skills would have helped me, because we're assuming most PE classes aren't high school level. Most, and civics is usually like a middle school class, and then government is high school. Most PE, you're not going to get any experience needed to run a company. Like, it's just not going to happen. And also, like, this guy's doing really well for himself as a PE teacher, civics teacher combo.
Yes, he
like,
is.
Like, he is clearly just going to be able to provide for his wife. She doesn't
well,
work.
She does. She runs the company.
She runs the company.
She runs the company.
That makes me feel
that's why she's
that.
Able to tell him to stop working so many times.
Oh, wow.
See, he makes it clear early in the movie.
Great.
Like, she's told.
You
like,
see, I missed
that's
that.
Where
I
the,
missed
that completely. The facts came through because Justine called
that
back.
That makes Noah even worse.
Yes.
He's
terrible.
He's literally
he's running
the worst.
Whether or not she runs, she's at least a boss. She's Noah's boss.
Wow.
Buddy.
No way.
She's if your boss, who is also your sister, tells you to get married, this movie stinks.
It's real bad.
I like that I could share that info with
can
you.
Can we talk about how quickly Lily gets fired? Like, she's doing, like, she's literally waiting hand and foot on the only party that's at the lodge. No one else is there. And she's trying to do her best to keep this family together. And her older sister's just like creepily hanging out behind the door and decides she's fired. She fires her own sister pretty much on a whim. She's just like, you're fired. Like, I'm sorry, you can't talk to people? Like, it didn't make any sense at all. I couldn't believe that it happened. It just needed to be the catalyst for her to create her own 17-page job proposal on Microsoft Word. If only there was another service that you could have pictures and slides and like fancy fonts and animations. No, nope. I think Microsoft Word's the best bet. I think that's what you should do. That's all.
Hey,
I got.
Clippy's helpful. Clippy's helpful.
Clippy.
Guys, it's time for What the Homework. This is the part of the show where we wonder what could have been, would maybe happen, give some clarity to the questions that we still have after watching this flick. Panda?
So she has planned, Lily has planned an entire week or 4 or 5 days worth of events. And she says, I even was able to pull some strings for some of these other events. And it sounds like those events take place outside of the lodge because you wouldn't need to pull any strings for events in the lodge, I would imagine.
Depends on if there's like something that's hard to get or hard to find.
Yeah, I guess.
Somebody's off that week.
Well, she made it sound like there were events that were transpiring outside of the lodge, just the way she may. I just want to know what those events were. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is she mentions that she was a tour guide at her other job. I want to know, what was that specifically? Where was she a tour guide at? Where was she taking people around to? Those kind of things.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah, I have more lodge questions, namely like the setup of the lodge. So,
or at least of the,
lots of buildings. There's the lodge itself. Then it seems like the rooms are separate. Then there's like a lobby that also seems separate. I couldn't get a feel for how it's all.
It is a real lodge, is my understanding.
The lodge on that one picture.
It does,
I
do think they filmed that in the actual lodge.
Okay, yeah. So. I'm interested in, because for what they provide, such as a chef, et cetera, it seems like it would be bigger than it seems. You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't get a vibe.
The family rented out the whole lodge.
Yeah, I guess
that's
so.
The only.
I just couldn't get a vibe for how it's all set up and how big it actually is. Yeah, and stuff like sure. That.
I've got three, but the lodge babysitter was one of them. So they call her Naomi. They give her a name for some reason, and I'm like, how did Naomi get this job? Like, how are you not related to anyone here, and you got that job as lodge babysitter? Just sounds creepy.
Craigslist.
They said, Noah says that his sister won most original dress at the prom. What kind of prom are we going to? Like, does that happen? Are there are there prom superlatives that aren't just king and queen? Most original dress? I just want to know more about that. And then lastly, Beatrice, who's taking pictures on her very fancy multi-lens digital camera, is getting these pictures printed somewhere.
It's part of the lodge, I guess.
I don't know where.
It's in the lodge photo printing room that
I don't
have.
Know where. I want to know where she's getting these printed, because they're not printed on paper. They're actual glossy photographs. And where is she getting them printed?
I have a question about Beatrice and the camera for you specifically. Okay. So are we to assume that she is actually going to be the wedding photographer as well? Like, I mean, they're dropping a lot
of money. She's also
the
flower girl, though. Yeah. She walks down the aisle.
She's taking pictures while they're getting dressed back there. And like, oh, that's a good shot.
I mean, they're dropping a lot of money for a destination wedding, right? And so, to me, you would hire a professional photographer. But they seem confident that Beatrice
they are confident and are putting a lot of trust in a 12-year-old that acts like she's six. They are 100% doing that.
Yeah.
That's happening.
And I just want to say, I'm not going to get into the weeds of this.
Please don't.
But Marvista, I want you to know, I can almost guarantee you all three of us felt very uncomfortable with Noah's relationship with Beatrice. And
yes.
I would encourage you to write better.
Yes.
It was a very uncomfortable relationship.
It's a weird relationship.
It's a very uncomfortable relationship. And there's a lot of weird terms there.
Noah doesn't want to be around the family aside from the daughter.
Yep.
Weird, guys.
They're doing secret projects together. Like,
it's
just
not okay.
You got to do better.
It's weird.
You gotta it was weird. Guys. It made me very uncomfortable, but I still like the movie. I don't know.
Of course you do.
Guys, we did it. Congratulations. Before we leave, I do want to just remind you, come on back Thursday. We are going to dive into the first, 10-15 Christmas movies and decide kind of which ones we're most excited about from the first few weekends. So come back for that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, if you haven't
listened to all of the other podcasts on Bramble Jam, I would encourage you to go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. Find one you haven't listened to. There are some good ones, including the Hallmark Book Club. Hope you liked that last Thursday. Mm-hmm. Bramble Jam Plus, if you want to just get all the shows in one central feed completely ad-free, you can do that at BrambleJamPlus.com. We have a Double Decker of the Week. Double Decker of the Week. It's my Decker. It's your Decker. Double Decker of the Week. Who do we have today, Dan?
We have April Generose and Leah Cox. April Generose and Leah Cox.
Yeah, April and Leah. Starting a new platform, Dan. I don't know if you've heard about this. We were talking a little bit about it.
You just teased it for me.
I teased it a little bit. Yeah. They started something called Crate Courses Plus.
Crate Courses Plus.
Yeah.
That's really interesting because we, on History or Story, we have a sponsor called Great Courses.
Great Courses Plus. Right. This is Crate Courses.
Okay. So are these just courses about crates?
And it's fascinating. You have big ones, big crates. Then you have smaller crates. You have crates of all sorts. Ones for shoe size crates. Yeah.
I get the feeling the answer to this question is going to be, you just don't know, Dan, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Couldn't those all be covered in one class?
No. Because, I mean, each one has a different history. And you would know this as a history boy. So, they cover the history of the crates.
So this a size of crate is all individually invented. So when somebody invented the spoon, somebody else had to invent a baby spoon?
That's ridiculous. But when it comes to crates
what size crate came first?
XL.
XL. Okay.
Classic XL.
Okay. Is this only covering like wooden crates? Are there different types of?
This is what's so great about this particular platform, brand. They're covering all crates.
Wow. Wood. That is great.
Steel. Plexiglass.
I'm very excited about plexiglass crates.
Yes. What about the big moving boy? Like the big, is that considered a crate?
Shipping containers. Yeah, they slip in under the radar, but they're there.
And let me ask you this. How many classes are there and how much does it cost?
Oh, here's what's great about it. $30 a month.
Okay.
And here's where it gets even better. Currently, 700 classes, each one 3 hours long.
I do want to get this clear, though. So you have access
to all of those.
Yes.
Unlimited.
And they're publishing new content constantly.
2,100 hours of crate classes.
And just to be clear, because it sounds like
most of them. Are they teaching you how to build a crate, or are they teaching you the history of crates? Was it a both and?
They're working on it. I've been taking some crate building classes. I'm going to teach a few classes on that.
Do you get to learn how to just figure out what's in a crate just by looking at it?
You can.
Wow. And I just want to get this clear, because it sounds like a steal video. For 2.5 times a Netflix subscription, you can get just a streaming service for crate info.
Yes.
What a steal. So I love it. What a steal.
Yeah, Bramble Jam Plus, the top tier, the highest you can tier, $20 a month. For 50% more, you can get all the crate classes
You could possibly want, which for me, as somebody who has loved containers for a very long time, this is a good outlet.
And this is actually really interesting that you brought up Bramble Jam Plus, because I think I was looking over the copy earlier. For $35 a month, you can get both all access Bramble Jam and a year long subscription.
Saving 50% on Crate Courses
Plus.
Absolutely.
It's a steal. I didn't know we partnered with them. We've got a great partnership with them. Great partnership. That's fantastic. That's really exciting.
Man, unbelievable.
That's exactly right. Guys, thank you so much for listening. We're going to be back on Thursday. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas!
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Friendly TV and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina at the Bramble Jam Podcast Network Studios. It's produced by Brandon Gray. You can find out more information at deckthehallmark.com.